name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today is Zacchaeus Sunday, so-called, which is placed right ahead of the four Sundays that precede Great Lent and that prepare us for Great Lent. Archbishop Averky, who's a close friend of Archbishop John's, once said that the repentance of Zacchaeus is a model of true repentance that is not limited by a fruitless remorse over sins committed, but strives to expiate the sins through virtues that are the sins' opposites. I'll read that one more time. The repentance of Zacchaeus is a model of true repentance that is not limited by a fruitless remorse over sins committed, but strives to expiate the sins through virtues that are the sins' opposites. Now, this is a very profound statement that reveals a very important point for us Orthodox Christians. When he mentions this idea of fruitless remorse over sins committed, it really reminds one of the scene from the novel The Christmas Carol, or if you've seen the film version of it, where Scrooge is visited by the spirits, and he's shown this vision of these departed souls of these businessmen who were just like himself, and all they wanted to do in their life was just, you know, make as much money as possible and neglect everything else. And of course, now they wish that they could do something charitable to help other people because, you know, they feel bad that they didn't do those things. And so they're trying to help some poor woman who's suffering from cold and want, and of course they can't do anything. You know, they can't really give her any money or help her in any way because they're no longer in this world. And so in other words, it's too late to repent at that point. And so as the Lord says in John chapter 9, verse 4, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. And as St. Theophylact explains, I must do the works of the Father, you know, says the Lord, while it is day. That is, during this present life, when men can choose to believe in me. For the night cometh when no man can work, that is, believe. In the age to come, it will be too late to believe. Day means this present life when we are able to work as we do during the day. Now, Zacchaeus, in his repentance, doesn't just make the minimum restitution to his victims as commanded in the law, but rather he does an amazing and generous work of charity. He gives half his goods to the poor first, and then he restores everything fourfold to those whom he had wronged. Now remember, the rich young man asked what he should do to inherit eternal life, and Christ said to him, well, sell everything you have, give to the poor, you'll have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. And the rich man went away sorrowful. But here, Zacchaeus does exactly the opposite of what the rich young man does. And so in making this amazing and generous sacrifice, he rids himself of the passion of greed, or sometimes called avarice, by exercising the opposite virtue, giving charitably to the poor, and going above and beyond the call of duty, and restoring twice what was required to those he had cheated. And so here we see how we can free ourselves from passions that tempt us, by exercising the opposite virtues. St. Nikolai Vlimirovich lists the primary passions and their opposing virtues as follows. Pride is the opposite of humility. Greed is the opposite of charity. Lust is the opposite of chastity. Envy is the opposite of benevolence. Gluttony is the opposite of temperance. Anger is the opposite of patience, and desperation is the opposite of fortitude. So as soon as we are tempted with any of these passions, we must take action and fight against them by applying their opposite virtues as a powerful weapon. And there are many excellent examples of this in the writings of our Holy Fathers about this subject, as well as in the lives of the saints and the Holy Scriptures. The book, The Ladder of Divine Ascent, that we celebrate or honor during Great Lent is a good example of that. Now, Zacchaeus also provides us with another important and very powerful weapon, and that is prayer. Remember, because he was so short of stature, he was unable to see Jesus because of the crowd. He probably was no taller than Jeremy right there. You know, Jeremy's kind of a short person right now. Of course, he'll get bigger eventually, but right now he's kind of short. So Zacchaeus wasn't able to see because all these people were standing all around. So that's why he had to climb up into this tree. But it was because of this crowd. And St. Theophylact says that the crowd signifies a multitude of passions and worldly affairs that prevent him from being able to see Jesus acting, moving, and walking about. Such a man as this cannot recognize Christian acts for what they are, namely Christ acting and moving in us. But such a man who never sees Jesus passing by and cannot perceive Christ in Christian acts will sometimes change from negligence and come to his senses. Then he will climb up to the top of the sycamore fig, passing by every pleasure and sweetness, as signified by the figs, and counting them as foolish and dead. Becoming higher than he was and making a sense in his heart, he is seen by Jesus and can see Jesus. And so when St. Theophylact refers to this a sense in his heart, this is a reference to one of the prayers in the Old Testament. And there was a tradition in the Temple of Solomon that was in Jerusalem. They had these 15 big, huge, wide steps leading to this big gate of the temple. And so the priests would stand upon the first step and say a prayer. And then they'd go up to the next step and they'd say another prayer. And the next step and they'd say another prayer. So in other words, they were ascending in prayer towards God, you know, towards the temple. And even now in our Orthodox faith, in the service of Matins, we have the hymns of ascents, which is the same idea. So we prayer is this idea of lifting ourselves up to a higher place. So brothers and sisters, we can see here the difference between an outwardly correct and static moral life in which one merely refrains from committing great sins, such as murder and so forth, as contrasted with the truly dynamic, virtuous life, where a person goes above and beyond the call of duty, actively making the effort to really live the Christian life, both in word and deed. Had Zacchaeus been content to just hear about Christ from the comfort of his house and left it at that, he would never have found salvation. By going out to seek a glimpse of Jesus, climbing up the tree despite the mocking and scorn he must have endured, he was noticed by our Lord, just as he notices all the efforts we make to seek him and to be in his divine presence. I once heard someone say that the reason that they prayed every day at home was because they felt that they needed to do this so God would know that they were there. Well, this is why we come to church to pray, to confess and repent of our sins, and to partake of Christ's mystical body and blood in the sacrament of communion. And we are all in great need of Christ's help in order to rise above the temptations and worldly cares that bother us and distract us. And so as we begin the pre-Lenten preparations, let's imitate Zacchaeus, who climbed the tree to see Christ, repented of his misdeeds, and received salvation. Glory be to our God.